29 minutes after 5 South African time. We welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad on this beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning, the 4th of Muharram, 1444. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota, Brother Dawood Mota, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 4th of Muharram, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus today on the chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, and verses 105-106. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ, that indeed we have prescribed and ordained in the Psalms, in the Zabur, the divine scripture granted to Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, David, peace be upon him, وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا. وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ, after the reminder, all the previous books and scriptures that came, أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ, that this land and sand and countries, يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ, eventually they all will be inherited and ruled by the pious slaves and servants of Almighty Allah. All these vicissitudes, ups and downs, wars, occupation, terrorism we are seeing in today's world, remember, is temporary. Eventually, everything will come back to the pious servants of Almighty Allah. And Almighty Allah is making it very, very clear. Inna fi hada balaghal, la balaghal. So remember that this is the message for who? For those people who worship Almighty Allah. So that is what we must become in Abideen, for people who are worshipping Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So hence our very purpose on this earth is, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Almighty Allah created the jinn, the invisible creation, and human being for his worship, for his service. And once we start doing that, then we see how the mercy, special mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala envelopes us. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala bring peace, justice on this earth. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We received the message this morning. Our brother with whom we should school and go madrasa and so forth, Brother Yusuf Bulbulia in Heidelberg, my hometown, he passed away. And pick up time will be 11:30 this morning, 11:45, janaza salah day at the Heidelberg Cemetery graveyard. Allah Jalla Wala grant our brother Yusuf Bulbulia Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah grant his family sabre jameel. And then again we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We know that what the Americans did, and they're proud about it, Biden and company. They say they killed the super terrorist, and that is Ayman Zawahiri. We say a shaheed, rahimahullah, he died a martyr. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. You see, this is the same tactic they use. When Obama was in power, so now he wanted to win the second term in Arab in then America. And the American public are gullible, you know. So they said that they killed, Obama killed Osama, you see. So they never showed us the body. They said they threw it in the ocean and all fairy tales. I'm here in Umslanga, one person here catches a very big fish. Mm-hmm. He'll call the whole media and everybody. But you know, masses are asses. So they fooled the American public and say that Obama killed Osama, rahimahullah, for Osama. Remember that same thing now. Biden knows, as far as statistics survey go, he's one of the worst presidents in the history of America. He knows end of this year that there will be the midterm primaries and there will be midterm elections and majority of the Democrats will be losing. So let's pull one big fish. Now, what is a big fish? Ayman Zawahiri. Where's the body of Ayman Zawahiri? Where's the DNA testing? So all this, remember, we make dua. Allah Jalla Wala use Taliban to defeat the Americans and their allies wherever they are. And now they are making and digging up their own grave. Russia is against them. And then with Pelosi landing in Taiwan, so China is against them. And you can see more and more countries are applying so that they can join BRICS and so forth. So already there's a shift in paradigm. There's a shift in the real world politics, if you understand it. We can't forget the apartheid terrorists, super terrorists, and America is with them all the time. So both of them are super terrorists. If you come and occupy my country, my land, so what are you? Occupation is terrorism. And if you pass vetoes in your favor, so you're the super terrorist, and that's what we see with America and Israel, both growth regimes, and both super terrorists, if you ask me. So remember that if you just read yesterday's Haaretz, go read Amira Hess. This is your scholar, your journalist, not us. She says that how the Israelis, I'm paraphrasing it, love humiliating the Palestinians. See, that is how they are. They consider themselves the chosen people, superior race, and the Palestinians, the third class, fourth class, how you treat the animals worse than that, also they will treat them. And if you see the Haaretz of yesterday, a Palestinian lady sitting in front in the bus, and these settlers mocking her, harming her, harassing her. Now this is the democracy of Israel. Allah's curse be upon you, Jutlas in Israel, and wherever you are supporting the rogue apartheid regime of Israel. And I told you 1,000 times already, you're not a chosen race, you are a cursed race, and Almighty Allah Jalla Allah is going to punish you right till the day of justice, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 167. So we make dua, Almighty Allah grant victory to all the Muslims who are fighting jihad in different parts of the world. Allah Ta'ala grant our shuhada and martyrs, Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Inshallah, 8:30 to 9 today, Mawlana Zahid Khan will be interviewing Mawlana Zakir, Bismillah, inshallah. 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, and 1 to 2 will be the Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Tonight, inshallah, we will be in Mountain Rise and Jamaat Day for Isha, 7:15. Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Last night, we had a wonderful program with Allah's mercy, grace, in Phoenix, Masjidu Salam, Mawlana Huzaifa, his trustees, all of them, and all the congregations. Allah Jalla Wala reward you. One brother who is very, very sick, and he really wanted to come but couldn't come, Ahmed Hussein from Phoenix, and then he sent me a note, you know, wonderful note. Allah Jalla Wala reward you, my brother Ahmed Hussein. Allah give you shifa, and Allah grant cure to all those who are ill and sick.
Ustad, Karisab says here that is it true that Sheikh Sudais orders the removal of barriers around the Kaaba and restore access to the pilgrims and visitors, Ustad?
Remember, Sheikh Sudais is a puppet. You must remember, if you understand Saudi politics, they call them Ra'isul Haramain al-Sharifain. So you have, you know, your different ministries and portfolios. You will have Ministry of Finance. You will have Ministry of Foreign Affairs, all these type of things. So he is the president of the Haramain Sharifain, the two sacred holy masajid mosques there in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara. But they just have to carry instructions out and so forth and so on. See, I give you a simple example. It's a pity our people, majority of them, don't understand Arabic. Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, Last week he rendered a khutbah, a sermon, and he's one of the few imams, and I translated it. In his khutbah and sermon, he said, Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin, al-ghasibin, al-muhtalin. Ya Allah, decimate the apartheid terrorist regime, and they are occupying our land in Palestine and so forth. So now you find in Twitter and on the various, you know, platforms and so forth, social media, Instagram, Facebook, that you got the Israeli lobby, you got MBS and his chamchas and his sidekicks and so forth, that they are saying that no, that why he's speaking against the Jews and us and all this stuff. But Allah cursed the Jews, so what is there if he has to curse them? But Sudais cannot speak one word today against the Chutlas. Why? It will upset MBS and their so-called peace treaty and normalizing ties with the apartheid regime of Israel. That is true that now all the barriers around the Kaaba, Musharrafa and so forth are being removed because the world is returning back to normal. The Saudis can't think on their own. They're puppets, you know. One of the first countries to congratulate Biden. Very good. You killed and you removed. So remember, they puppets these people. And similarly, they're the Saudi regime puppets of America and Israel, bootlicking them. And then today is the puppet of remember the regime there.
Ustad, somebody says if you brush your teeth using toothpaste, does your fast break, Ustad?
حبيبنا مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث البخاري الشريف لخلوف فم صائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. That the odor that emanates from the fasting person's mouth is more beloved to Almighty Allah and is more fragrant than even the fragrance of musk and more beloved to Allah. So therefore, you brush your teeth, everything, at suhoor time, sehri time, before the fasting time, before fajr time starts. During the course of the day, during the course of the night, obviously night time you're not fasting, but it's sunnah and the way the Prophet Muhammad Habibuna taught us, you use the miswak. So to use toothpaste while fasting is makruh, undesirable and repugnant. And if that toothpaste goes down, then your fast is null and void.
You've got a new listener, Ustad, by the name of Sebastian. He says that he's from KZN and he is a follower of you, Ustad. Of course, he doesn't send a message, but he says that something is troubling him. And he says that if my life is in danger, can I touch a person who is about to kill me? It's me or him, sir, Sebastian, Ustad.
My brother Sebastian, thank you for contacting us. I always tell our team, please give all the non-Muslims preference in this early morning program because they want to know about true Islam and not the diluted, polluted Islam. If you study, my brother Sebastian, Islamic jurisprudence, we have a whole chapter on Babu Sa'il, Sword, Alif, Hamza, Lam, for you, the Muslim listeners. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Man kutila duna ahlihi fawa shaheed. Man kutila duna malihi fawa shaheed. Man kutila duna nafsihi fawa shaheed. When somebody comes to attack you, your life is in danger, your family is in danger, your wealth and assets are in danger, and you get killed, and you have Iman, and you have Islam, then the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are a martyr, you are a shaheed. Then the Sahaba, the beloved students, companions of the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, that say we kill him, we kill the attacker, and so forth, because we know that he will shoot us nowadays, like, you know, in those days he will stab us or harm us, and so forth. Then Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, huwa finnar. He, that person you killed or you attacked him, injured him. So, and let's say he dies subsequently, then he ends up in Jahannam and in the hellfire. So remember that from an Islamic perspective, our life, our wealth, our family, all are sacred. Remember that. And life is sacred unless we're in a war situation. So there you weigh your options and see. If you know that this person is going to attack you, rape your wife, sister, daughter, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. And then you do self-defense, self-protection, and in that he dies or gets injured. Islamically, you will not be held responsible.
Somebody says here, Ustad, that my question to you, Mufti Sab, is what is our government doing about invading people's homes while they are not home? This is going to cause big problems, Ustad.
Remember, it's happening there already in the apartheid regime of Israel. If you know what's happening in the West Bank, if you know what's happening in East Jerusalem, that the government just looks on the other side and the settlers come and they say that this house belongs to us, but the Muslims, the Palestinians were living there for centuries and decades. Oh, that gardens and that orchards and farms belong to them. And they just turn a blind eye. Therefore, we are very clear on that issue. One settler, one bullet will settle many, many issues. So that's there in the apartheid regime of Israel. And if you look at what's happening in South Africa, so now we are heading, Allah forbid, that there is lawlessness, anarchy, and so forth. You see what happened in Tembisa. You see what's happening in Klerksdorp. You see what's happening in different parts of the world, South Africa. Yesterday, I was speaking to one of the brothers. His brother is in Port Alfred. So Port Alfred, we've been there near Port Elizabeth and Grahamstown and all those places. So he says his brother is there, he's a Maulana. Their water bill is more than the electricity. Mm. And they don't have water for 3-4 consecutive days in that part of the world. So when the government is failing on every front, which person today in South Africa really has firm conviction that there is justice by the judiciary? Or there will be law enforcement by our policemen and army or whatever. Or there is some honesty and integrity in the politicians. On all accounts, they have failed us. You must remember, the only thing they know, take more and more from us, the citizens of South Africa, and provide us less and less. That is our new South Africa. Cry, my beloved country. We as Muslims turn more and more to Allah. People who are non-Muslims, remember, you will never get peace and justice until and unless we take the government to task and account. We have to expose them, name them, shame them. Where in the world you find 2 education ministers? You show me that. And then, even if you had 2 ministers and your education was par excellence, then we could say something. Your education, your matric system and certificate is not worth the paper on which is written. Mm. So our degrees are not even accepted internationally and globally. So that shows what a mess we are in our hospitals, in our education, in everything almost. It's scandal upon scandal and scandal, and pala pala is still waiting, remember. So many big problems. Allah have mercy on us.
A listener says, when I tell somebody not to tell Mufti Saab and they tell, even though it's the truth, will that person be sinful for breaking my trust, Ustad?
Remember that you told ABC person about XYZ person and you say is the truth. So that is ghibat, that is backbiting. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defined ghibat himself and said that zikruka akhaka bima yakra. You speak of somebody behind their back, and obviously that when he or she comes to know, it will hurt their feelings and their emotions and so forth. So, and then the sahaba, the companion said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but what we are saying is the truth. Nabi alayhi salam said, when you speak the truth of ABC, XYZ person, and that is ghibat and backbiting and gossiping and skinnering, as you say in Afrikaans. But if it is not in him, then it's buhtan. Then it's a wild accusation and allegation, which makes it worse. So remember, if that ABC person goes to XYZ and tells him that ABC, that other person told me this and so forth, so he has the right to do that, because you are backbiting and so forth and so on. So we should not cause big problems here. Go read the noble Quran and see what Almighty Allah is teaching us in Surah Hujurat in chapter 49. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Do not go and make ghibat and backbite of one another. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَيَّأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. That you dislike like it and so forth. Why? Because you must remember that in a case like this, it's like eating the dead flesh of your brother. So that is what Islam will say in that regard.
I see your very good friend is back with you, Ustad. The one that said yesterday, Roger, that he doesn't like listening to the station. So he says, good morning to you, AK. Was Adam and Eve sinful by disobeying God's commands to them? My name is Roger. Ustad.
Yes, my brother Roger. No, we just need to set the record straight. He didn't say he doesn't like listening to the station. He said he doesn't like me, but he likes the program. So we must just put the record straight also. So I told him, oh, Roger, I like that statement. You don't have to like me. You have to like the station. You like Radio Ansar. You like Marcus Sahaba. Mm. We're very happy with that. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, Unzur ila maqal, wala tanzur ila manqal. Let's see what is being said. Don't bother and don't worry about who is saying it.
Mm.
So when we speak the truth, you must embrace the truth, my brother Roger. So you must accept it and not go into a rage or fury. So that's very good, you're listening to us. So let us give you the Islamic perspective, my brother Roger. We as Muslims believe every prophet and messenger is selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. You see, when there's elections, then you get many clowns, South Africa, America, Africa, other parts of the world. So remember, they are selected by Almighty Allah. Whether it's Adam, whether it's Noah, whether it's Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and peace be upon all of them. So that's one issue. Second, they are ma'asum. They are protected by divine protection from committing any sins. Yes, there can be a mistake. A mistake does not constitute a sin. Yes, there can be an error in judgment. But remember, Almighty Allah will tell them that is incorrect and they must rectify it immediately. So that will happen. So your question, that did Adam and Eve and them commit a sin in that regard, that they ate from the forbidden tree? So Almighty Allah answers, فَنَسِيَ وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ أَزْمَعَ. There go read chapter 20, verses 113, 114, 115, and you will find there that Almighty Allah states he forgot totally about the prohibition and he did not make intention to violate and break the law of Almighty Allah. Hence, Ismatul Anbiya, all the prophets and messengers are protected from all types of vices and sin by divine protection.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, somebody says here that I typed a bad message about my friend to his employer, but I sent the message to the wrong person, Mufti Saab. And before I could delete it, it went viral. My friend is a perpetual thief, and I was asked advice about him. What do I do now, Ustad?
Yes, you must be honest and go tell them, you see, the one person was there by the other person's house and he was using his Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So then he started typing and, you know, today you got this automatic business, you know.
Uh-huh.
So he said, thank you for letting me use your wife. He wanted to say Wi-Fi, but he said, thank you for letting me use your wife and so forth and so on and that. And he sent that message. So obviously that person blew the exhaust in his gas and everything. What you mean you use my wife and that? They said, no, man, I'm thanking you. I use the Wi-Fi, you see. So sometimes we all need to be careful, you know. So you, brother, you wanted to tell ABC about another person. He's a perpetual thief or whatever. And now you sent it to the wrong address and then from there it went viral. So just send another message and be honest about it. And if you are honest and sincere, then everybody will understand. But if this is your habit, that you love doing all this mischief making and troublemaking, so it is Almighty Allah exposing you because you are a troublemaker yourself. So you should ask yourself, where do you sit? Are you causing trouble or do you want to bring about goodness in society? So that is what you should be asking yourself.
Ustad, brother Wesley says that morning to you and to the team of Ansar. He says you guys believe in the unseen, right, AK? Even signs can't find or prove anything of such nature. Don't you guys think you are gullible to believe in something with no proofs? This is Wesley. Ustad.
Thank you, my brother Wesley. I told you yesterday that there's a town in Mpumalanga called Leslie, and your name is Wesley. So that's good. So we like to rhyme it so we remember your names, you know. So, my brother Wesley, I pose 2-3 questions to you. First and foremost, you go read the Quran, and go read Quran Made Easy by Mufti Afzal Hussain. You can Google it. It's in 2 volumes. Wonderful. Allah Ta'ala reward him, Mufti Afzal Hussain Ilyas. Grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So Quran Made Easy. Now, if you open chapter 2, right in the beginning, you will find, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. We believe in the unseen. Who told us this? Almighty Allah Himself, who made and created this entire universe, who made human being the masterpiece of His creation. I ask you one question, my brother Wesley. When you purchase your new car, you purchase a cell phone, you purchase a computer, so in the good old days, they used to give us a manual. Nowadays, they give us a CD or they give you some penna, whatever they give, you understand? So all these latest gadgets and so forth, that you must just follow that. So you don't ask questions. You say, they said so. I have confidence in them. They are the manufacturers. They know better. So Almighty Allah was, is, will always be the King of Kings, the only one who never ever makes a mistake. He transcends every defect, every shortcoming, every weakness. So now science. Now let us see. Be honest, my brother Wesley. They told us in 2020, 2021, this corona, this COVID and all that. Was it a pandemic or was it a plandemic? Was it a scamdemic or not? You know the answer. And I told you from day one. Now what they got? Monkeypox. And the next one will be, brother Wesley, a donkeypox. So they're making us into donkeys and monkeys and fools. Remember, if you know science, then they have experiments in their labs and then they call it a theory. How many theories have been debunked by other scientists and so forth and so on? So therefore, my brother Wesley, our faith, our conviction is not on science. Our conviction is on revelation. And revelation is supra-logical, above my little brains and your little puny brains and my puny brains, because it is supra-logical. It comes from Allah, the one and only Supreme Being. When there's a conflict between reason and revelation, we must always give revelation preference. That is what Islam is teaching us, my brother Wesley.
Ustaz, somebody says that my daddy passed away 21 years ago. An old man approached me yesterday, Mufti Saab, and says that my dad is owing him 30,000 rand. He has nothing in writing. Do I pay this man or not, as I don't want my dad to suffer in his grave, Ustaz?
Remember that after 20 years he comes and he says that your father is owing him 30,000, 20,000, whatever. So remember, he must bring proof, documentary or witnesses. Then only he can claim. And how come he woke up from after 20 years, 21 years? He was suffering from selective amnesia or what? So remember, you don't have to give him a cent unless he brings documentary evidence or he brings witnesses.
Ustaz, somebody says, ask Mufti Saab about Madagascar drought. Is there a drought taking place in Madagascar, Ustaz?
Yes, remember, all these countries have huge problems. Make special dua for Somalia. In 40 years, it is the worst famine and drought they're experiencing. Madagascar and our Port Elizabeth, Port Alfred, so many places in the world. So all this, Allah is teaching us a lesson. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَتُ وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَهُ. When people become disillusioned, they think no more rain will come, then Allah scatters His mercy. Chapter 71, verses 10, 11, 12, 13. Almighty Allah speaks of this. Istaghfiru Rabbakum, innahu kana ghaffara. Seek more and more for forgiveness of Almighty Allah. He is of forgiving. And then yursili sama alaykum bidrara. He, Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, will send for you beneficial rain and will give you wonderful children, wonderful wealth. All that is the promises. And then Jannat al-Fir. Firdaus, paradise, and the streams in paradise. So the more we turn to Allah, that will attract the mercy of Allah. The more we rebel, we cause more problems ourselves.
Mm. Somebody wants to know, Ustad, is it true they say that Bojo is also currently in hospital, Ustad?
Remember that all of them are sick. They sick in their brains and they sick upstairs and downstairs. You see, Bojo and all these characters, while she was married, he impregnated 5 ladies. So then when they can't look after their own rifle, then what do you expect from them? So remember that these are shaitan in human skin. Remember that. And today they are speaking about maybe UK and Britain will have an Indian prime minister and so forth and all. If you go study his history, he's also a supporter of the BJP. So remember that, that the Indian government who are anti-Muslim, anti-Islam. So you can have anybody, it's your choice. But once you start supporting people who are going to treat the Muslims or Islam or any other people at second, third, fourth class, then definitely we have to raise our voices. So Bojo and that disgrace they are to humanity. Last question.
Somebody says here, Ustad, that we are human and all make mistakes. I was teasing my Chinese friend and didn't realize that I have insulted the gods. Now Muftis, he wants my head and vows to kill me and my family. How do I tell my parents that we have to move out immediately, Ustad?
You must just go there and apologize and tell him that you are wrong. So all these things, yeah? You don't know Ching Chong Ling and all this type of thing. So now you want to tease the man. So obviously you are wrong. And in Islam, therefore, we say don't make a mockery of people's deities and so forth. وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ أَدْوَمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمِ. Then they will want to take retaliation and so forth. So you must go in some way or the other and go and apologize and tell him and his family that this was a terrible mistake on your part and so forth and so on. So there is no way you have to move and all that. They get mafia and all that. They'll circumcise you again, brother. So anyway, the point we're making is make dua for our brother Yusuf Bulbulia, 11:30 janaza pick up and 11:45 janaza in Heidelberg. Inshallah, 11 to 12, we'll speak to you again in bliss of marriage. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.